Welcome to the Persephone program, Eclipse Edition, Libra Eclipse Edition, with my dearest darling, Brooke Albrigo, who I was just saying is my epitome of Libra in the best way. Hi, Brooke.
Hi,
Good morning.
Michelle. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I could be the Libra guinea pig for
The
this
lovely
lunar
Libra.
eclipse. Yeah.
You're so Libran to me. I mean, not just because I know you have five planets in Libra, but because to me, like, you look like a Libra, you act like a Libra. Like, you are so Venusian and creative, and even your voice is just so beautiful, and just everything that you do, I feel like you walk in beauty. You really do.
Thank
To
you
me,
so
you
much. I don't feel like I've always been that
do.
way. I had to work really hard to, find that piece of myself. But I feel very much like a Libra, and I do feel very drawn to art and music and beauty. And I always kind of talk about in my sessions and in my ceremonies how really one of the things that can pull me out of a funk, or if I'm going through some kind of like crisis or depression or something that feels very heavy, all I have to do is go find something beautiful, and it pulls me out in a way that I'm like, I can breathe again, like go look at art, or get out into nature, or go look at the ocean, and I'm like reminded, like, yes, the world is beautiful. And it's a powerful medicine. It se sounds kind of cheesy or simplistic, but that to me is like kind of my, I feel like my Libra skill, or my like Libra life raft, that really pulls me through some of like the hardest times.
Yes. And I'm like all four. I got Mars in Libra, Libra midheaven, but also I have Venus near my ascendant in my first house. And so Venus and beauty, what a gift that is, that ability to appreciate
And
that,
find
because
beauty in everything.
it's
There really
everywhere.
is beauty in everything,
It's free.
even in situations you think seem very ugly, you can always find one small, beautiful thing about it, right?
Yeah, and I love your, I think innately, your sensitivity to the aspect of beauty and harmony is very apparent to me. And that's very much in keeping with Libra. Libra does want everyone to get along. They want things to be fair. I see that a lot in you, that desire for harmony and beauty. And, I think because I always talk about my mom, in her astrology, she had a Libra ascendant and she just could not handle a fight. Like, she was like, nobody can get along. No, you may not fight in our
Yeah,
house. You
but that's not always good. I
know?
Because I'm the same way, and I the older I get, the more I realize I'm like, sometimes you gotta hash it out, like we can't always avoid every conflict or uncomfortable or angry discussion. That's something I've really had to work on as a Libra, because same thing, I never wanted to rock the boat. And a lot of times what happens is you sacrifice your own needs or your own beliefs to not rock that boat, to keep everybody happy, and that's not good either. So it's, again, with on theme of Libra, it's about finding the balance.
When I wrote my eclipse report, I felt like really guided to add in, because it was in Libra, a quote by Aristotle about virtue. And I think that I can't remember it exactly, but it was like virtue is like the golden mean between, excess and deficiency. It's about balance, really. And within the axis or the opposition of Libra and Aries, that is, just self-assertion and self, and the need for harmony, the need for sort of relational harmony, I guess. In Libra, that Aries Libra axis, there's balance. There's got to be in between, right? So sh the shadow is for Libra, too much or an excess of need for interaction and for people pleasing and for things to be perfect or harmonious. And, within Aries, obviously, is like way too much. I'm the only one that matters, or assertion or aggression just for the sake
Yeah,
of that.
more ego driven.
Ego. I met Aries people that were very introverted, And I've certainly met some Libras that were kind of assertive, even aggressive in maybe their desire to be, sometimes they're driven by ego need. I had a boyfriend who was a Libra who had Leo rising, and yeah, he was like a big performer, and it was kind of like all about him. So who knows, maybe it was a Leo rising, but
Libra men are an enigma to me. I feel like when I meet another Libra woman or feminine Libra, we click right away. But whenever I meet a Libra masculine or a Libra man, I'm always like so intrigued because I can't, they're just, it's just different. It's a different expression of it.
yeah, and I think that, even though, in astrology, of course, the elements are, the air and the fire signs are supposed to be traditionally masculine or assertive. They're kind of more father oriented. But because Libra is a Venus ruled sign, there's this sort of femininity to Libra men. And I mean, most of the Libra guys that I've met are artists. Musicians, artists, somehow involved in the Libra, the Venusian arts of some form. I think that John Lennon is such a famous Libra who's like a perfect kind of example. And I think that he often could be kind of assertive. I've heard Libra called a polite Aries. They have, they care. They have that energy to care. And to care about justice and harmony and balance and things like that. Well, anyway, today I want to talk about the eclipse. I want to talk about the nature of eclipse. I want to talk about Libra, this eclipse in Libra. And, since you are my, I consider to be resident Libran expert, I want to talk about it with you. How
Let's talk
are
about it.
you
I'm
feeling?
ready.
What's going on? Because girl, I'm like shocked and not shocked, because typically with eclipses, people are eclipsed in and out of your life with eclipses. Things happen, things ch are changing. What's going on in your life?
We've just begun this eclipse season, right? And it already feels like it is
Last summer.
off with a bang. Yeah, but this one feels different to me than the last one. It feels a little bit more, dare I say, hopeful, even though the world is falling apart. I don't know. I feel a little bit more energy behind this one, but it is very obviously chaotic, which is the nature of eclipses. I'm feeling very tired, which I always know when I'm dealing with Aries, I burn out pretty easily. A lot of deaths already happening around me, within my family and within people who are close to me within their family. A really big theme that I feel coming up for me, and also I talked about this in my sun session on my Patreon because I feel like it's coming up collectively for everybody in different ways, is I'm dealing with a lot of patterns and wounding around like self-abandonment. That's been like really huge. Pretty much like beginning the last like week or so, just seeing all the ways that you ignore your needs or your wants or how you're feeling and kind of like search externally for something to fix the unwanted feelings, you know? And since like Libra rules my 12th house, to me it's been having to really like confront and sit with a lot of like spiritual beliefs and practices that maybe like were just pulling me into the external, you know, were almost like a distraction or like escaping something. So a lot of it for me, just in this whole Libra Aries axis, has been kind of like stripping the veneer off and getting to more of like what it is, like the more raw, simplistic, reality of being a spiritual being in a human body and like stripping away all the like, fancy bells and whistles and distractions and kind of getting more to like the meat of it, right? That's how it's been for me.
Super interesting, because this eclipse, of course, is just sort of landing, conjoined with your Mercury. So I'm not surprised, and kind of in between your Mercury and your Venus, right? Your values and how you're thinking about things. And Eclipses strip away. It's a south node eclipse. It's about releasing some of the old ways that I love that you bring up the abandoning yourself. Wow, that's so ties in with the Libra Aries kind of axis and what's going on and things like that. Loving yourself, that's so Libra Aries, I guess, like learning Libra to love Aries self and that sort of self-balance so that you're able to love other people, that
Yeah.
you're able to like bring, your true self into a equal and loving partnership, making sure you don't abandon yourself. What an important, I think important principle to think
Right.
of at this eclipse season where, one of the things that eclipses always blow my mind with is that they will create external, what we call like real stuff, out in the world, not just psychological feelings and but things that are happening that'll eclipse people in and out of your life via death, via just leaving, breaking up, big changes. I've already seen that happen in my life where a Libra person that I know just suddenly like eclipsed out of my life. Amazing, right? Can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
So, and it's interesting too that like, yeah, it's, Libra is a big part of your, 11th and rules your 12th house. So what you just said about like trying to figure out, especially because you are a spiritual healer, what it feels like to connect with your own self in service. This is happening in your 11th house,
Right.
and how can you show up for people in the right way, making sure that you don't abandon yourself?
And also, even just kind of the groups of people I'm working with have been shifting too, and I know that's an 11th house theme where I'm not working with as big of groups of people as I was in the past, but even though it's a smaller group, it's a lot more connected and aligned. I mean, I think a lot of practitioners have experienced this, but I would say the last like few months, I've definitely like lost quite a few followers. like a lot of people have
Yeah.
fallen off, and for whatever reason they felt necessary. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I don't see it as negative. I just see it as like I'm realigning with the collectives that I'm meant to be working with. So that's been shifting a lot for me as well.
I think you're going to see that even more because, like, okay, so this eclipse we know is in Libra, and what's interesting about it, and I want to talk also about how eclipse cycles repeat with the nodes flipping every 9 and 19 years. So if you look back to, say, 2015, 2016 time period, there was a lunar eclipse on the 23rd of March in 2016 at 3 degrees of Libra, really close to this one. There was one April 14th in 2015 at 14 degrees, and then in 2014 at 25 degrees Libra. And there were eclipses in 2004, 2005 on the Libra axis to 2006, 2004 to 2006 in Aries Libra. We'll
So let
go,
me.
we'll get back to this because I know I want you to tell me.
So 2015 was a big year because my husband and I had been living in New York City for, I think at this point, maybe like 7 years. And, we made the really big decision to move back to California, where we both grew up and are from. And that really was like life-changing. We had to leave everything that we built in New York and come back home. And it was really hard at first. It took us like a few years to really kind of get on our feet again. So that was a huge pivotal moment in my life, a chapter, like something was eclipsed out. My life in New York City was eclipsed out. And then in 2006, I got engaged, and married my husband in early 2007. So very big milestones in my life around those years.
Yeah, I think that I mentioned to you as well that those are huge in mine. Even going back to 1997, also when there was another Libra, Aries eclipse. So it was like 97, 2004 to 2006, kind of like 2014 to 2016 type time period.
I was, hold on, I'm thinking back to 90. Okay. I was definitely doing a lot of drugs as a teenager around then. So I was 15. Oh yeah. I was really bad. That was definitely a year where I was rebelling, and yeah, experimenting with just a lot of drugs at that age. And
Some of the negative aspects of Venus, perhaps.
well, yeah, in
I
my
don't
12th
know.
house.
Too much pleasure, too much fun.
And also, like, if my 12th house is being activated, I was escaping a lot of things
Right.
through. I was searching. I
Yes.
remember very clearly at that age when I was experimenting with whatever I could get my hands on. I was searching for something. I remember that feeling of like I was looking for a feeling that I couldn't find. And for a little bit, I could find it, with whatever I was doing, but I could never like hold on to it or find it again. I guess that's kind of the nature of drugs, right? You're always like trying to find that peak high or that peak experience. That really continued for me pretty much until I was like 18 or 19. Just a lot of drugs, a lot of drug use.
Interesting.
But
Yeah. Eclipses activating your 12th house. Also, because it's a Venus ruled, house too, there's this pleasure, thing. But also the 12th house is very much, because it is sort of like the place of self-undoing or addiction. But I also see it as like you're chasing that feeling. And the things that you've experienced, let's just say in the last like three, or several eclipse cycles would be chasing that sort of transcendent feeling, that little mystical experience you can get with drugs, getting married, falling in love, and like making that like beautiful commitment. And then also setting off on a new adventure, like changing your life. Those are super connected to eclipse cycles that are really important to you. I honestly, in 97, that was when I started working for Virgin Records, Virgin Entertainment Group. That was one of the best jobs I've ever had in my entire life. I got married all in 2005.
oh my gosh, we got married around the same time.
Yeah. And then we broke up on the next eclipse cycle.
Wow.
In 2015. So big stuff for me too. And interestingly enough, last night, I always have dreams around the full moon, but last night I dreamt of my ex-husband and that I was at the house that we lived in that year that we got married, and that he was in it with his current girlfriend, and his parents were in the house, and I was sitting on the lawn, looking up at the sky and seeing all the stars and the planets. I saw the Milky Way in my dream. It was so beautiful. Beautiful purple color. Like the sky was incredible. And my mom was there. My mom was sitting in front of me and she was reading a book in the dark. And I said, "Mom, look up at the sky. Mom, do you want me to?" I asked her if she wanted my phone so she could use the flashlight to read. And she said, "I can read in the dark." Isn't that wild? Super
Wow.
interesting dream. And then I had like two old friends of mine that were really there for me when I got divorced from this man that I dreamt about. It's so interesting. I dreamt about him at this eclipse because he's the one that I married was married to, that I met and got married to in this eclipse cycle and broke up with. So 9 years ago, we broke up. Eclipses, amazing what they will do. But I was going to say, this is also very Venusian, right? Relationships and pleasure and things like that. But Venus right now, so when you take an eclipse, and especially if you're like a Venus ruled person, and even though Venus doesn't rule your ascendant, because you have five planets, most of your planets in your chart are in Venus ruled Libra, it's an important planet for you. And it's pretty close, only 4 degrees away from your sun, too. So Venus is the dispositor of this eclipse, and it is in a really interesting position because Venus is invisible right now. So even though Venus isn't retrograde, Venus is currently invisible. You know, we had a Venus Mars conjunction this year. Venus conjoined the Sun, and then it conjoined, and then it was kind of in between Mars and Saturn. And then we had a Venus Saturn conjunction, which doesn't happen like every year. And now Venus is invisible, and Venus won't be actually visible to the naked eye until June, which I think is important to think about it because I feel like there's a lot of Venusian themes that are like working underground right now that we're not going to see. Not only that, this particular eclipse is sextile Jupiter, right? And Venus is in Pisces and Jupiter is in Taurus, and they are in mutual reception to each other. They're in each other's signs. So they're working together. And our Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is going to be in Taurus, which is Venus ruled. So there's like themes of relating and femininity and like relationships that are really important right now for us all to think about. Relationships. How are we getting along with ourselves? I love that you brought up, are you abandoning yourself? Like self-abandonment. This is so essential because in order for us to actually be in relationship to anyone, we have to be in right relationship to ourselves. And I think that's part of the Libra Aries axis.
And even collectively, I think about, the Libra archetype in the tarot is the Justice card. And even looking collectively, like, wow, how much is coming to light, how the scales of justice collectively are coming up to be balanced. Like, look at all the documentaries coming out and all these secrets, like coming to light. And I do feel like that Libra is playing a hand at that as well, and asking us to find justice and balance collectively.
Absolutely. And it's funny because we've been so like befuddled, I think. That Neptune in Pisces kind of like if Neptune represents a kind of a psychic reality that's sort of being unleashed, into the collective consciousness. Neptune in Pisces is like, what is real? Nobody knows. And so there's between the massive amount of technological change and especially, the internet and all of this mass communication media, like there's an unbelievable amount of confusion. And I think from that confusion, we're in this place where it's like, what is real and what is just? And it's important to have those questions come up and arise in the consciousness, in the
And
collective.
doesn't Neptune hit the anaretic degree this year? Doesn't it hit the 29th
Yeah, and what's
degree?
amazing, yes, is that next year, from 25 to 2025 to 2026, I can't even believe I'm saying that. Like, we are
I
living,
know, it's so
what the
weird.
hell? I mean,
I know. To me, it's to me, ni the 90s were only 10 years ago in my brain.
I was just saying that. I was like, 90s are oldies now. My God. But so anyway, we've got Neptune and Saturn conjoining at 0 degrees Aries. There's some like sense of rebirth happening. Although some people say that they call that 0 degrees Aries the world point, right? 0 degrees Aries is the beginning of the vernal equinox, the beginning of the astrological year. Something fresh and new is coming.
Rebirth.
And I think before that, like we do, I agree. I love that you brought up the documentaries because I agree there's so much coming to light, whether it's like cults. Have you noticed like how many cult documentaries in the last like 5 years?
Lots of cults, lots
Wow.
of corruption.
Corruption. I mean, in
The Nickelodeon one that just came out, oof.
Ooh, I haven't seen that. Oh
Oh, it's
God.
really
Oh
bad.
God. I've heard so many bad things about that. I don't know. But even, even like our politician, like even our, our American cult leader number one, Mr. Donald Trump, he is justice is being served to him to a certain extent, and it's not over yet, but he is basically actually having to he's getting convicted. Convicted, convicted, convicted. So
Whatever
Justice. happens, they are convictions. They are, there is a sense of him actually having to pay the piper. Here's a story I want to tell you, and I want to tell everybody. A couple years ago, a year and a half ago, I went to lunch with a friend of a friend who shall remain nameless, who used to work for Donald Trump. He used to manage one of his Atlantic City casinos, and he came out here to work for a casino here in Las Vegas. And he's in the entertainment industry. And he told me, like a year and a half ago or something like that, 2 years ago, that when they would have meetings, and he had had a few cocktails, okay, but he told me that Donald Trump would tell them, if he didn't like any of the numbers, to change them. He said, "No, you need to do this. You need to put this number down. If it didn't hit
Well,
their goals, if it wasn't what he wanted in the projection, no, change it." It didn't matter whether it was an accurate number. A sales number got inflated. And he told me that that man constantly inflated all of his numbers, and he asked everyone to do it. He was like, "Do it, do it, do it. I don't care how. This is not the number you're coming to me with."
right. I mean, we all know he's not an like an honest person.
I know, but somebody that actually worked for him that said, "Oh no, he did that all the time. This is just one dude." Can you imagine how many hundreds? No, what? So,
Yeah.
the guy is like, if anyone's listening and they're, God, if anyone's listening to this and they're actually on the fence about Donald Trump, you're insane. Okay. And I highly recommend that you get some form of therapy. But,
I mean, our
yeah.
entire political climate right now is insane, though. You know, like we don't have any really like good choices that reflect anything that anybody want. Like, I don't know one person that's like excited about who they're voting for right
No, I
now.
know. It's
It's
terrible.
just
It's such
depressing.
a last gasp old guard. Isn't it like 29 degrees of Capricorn? The Pluto's going to go back to Capricorn for like 6 weeks. To me, it's like, oh, what, two super fucking old guys. I mean, Biden happens to be not as bad a person or a bad character as Donald Trump. He's a someone who is, been in the political machinery for his entire career. He doesn't seem to be a deeply unjust person or a perpetrator of negativity. But still, he should understand that he is not appropriate as a candidate. And it's really too bad that he has put
Yeah.
himself up there, in my opinion.
I'm not a Biden fan after this war happening, or whatever you want to call it. Might not be a war, what's happening with, Israel and all that. I
Yeah.
really was a I was on Biden's, I voted for Biden. I was not excited to do it, but I was like, he's obviously the better option. But I definitely look at him differently now after seeing what I'm seeing and
Yeah, it's a hard situation that the United States is in with Israel, and in my personal opinion, Israel 100% did the wrong thing by being too overtly violent and basically massacring everyone, doing a scorched earth, Old Testament type of situation, because a terrorist group, not a people's, not a nation, a terrorist group attacked them. United States did the same thing with Afghanistan, didn't they? But anyway, we
Yeah.
digress. We digress.
Just have to throw that out there because yeah, Biden to me, I just now see them all as two wings of the same bird. I'm just like, we need
No.
something different. We need a whole systemic override change,
Well, I mean, it's true that we do, and I think that that may come up. That may come up. That might be something that comes up with that 0 degrees, Neptune Saturn conjunction world point, or that we actually do have some form of overt, change or need, or maybe even a war that creates change. Something big needs to happen, but it isn't fascism. Like, that doesn't, I don't see that coming, but who
When you
knows?
think of Mars rules Aries and it is the god of war. That
Yeah.
is very much what we're dealing with right now.
War is, yeah, war is aggressive, war is assertion, and Yeah, the North Node's in Aries. But Venus is strong. Even though Venus is invisible, I think Venus is extremely strong and extremely strong right now, even in the eclipse. So I think that, that's kind of the pattern that we need to focus on, that sort of pattern of love and harmony, and train like love and harmonize ourself potentially out of this, but also bring love and harmony out into the world. So, I mean, I would, if anyone's listening to this and they are, going through a hard time, I mean, look to your astrological chart and what planets you have in that Libra Aries axis, or if you have angles, especially if you have angles of your chart. If you have, an Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn ascendant or descendant, cusp of the fourth, especially the midheaven, you're going to see things come up and out, into your life. And look towards the years also, like we were talking about, that 97, that 1995, 97, that 2013 to 2016, 2004 to 2006 time period. What happened?
And how you pulled yourself through it. I think sometimes reflecting on those pivotal times in your life, there was probably a point where you're like, I can't do this, or like, I can't get through this, but you did. And so sometimes it helps to look back and see how you got through those times, or what you leaned on, or the tools that you use, and just know those are always there for you. And you might have even added more tools to your toolkit, to help you pull through it. And yeah, that Aries warrior energy too is like helpful, the inner warrior helping us kind of fight our own inner battles, right? And meet our challenges with like courage and bravery.
Absolutely. I was thinking about, yeah, totally. Like, that's why it's good to look at the past and look at your own life and to look at these cycles that are repeating, because all of us are going to have repeating cycles in our lives. When you look at your natal chart, you can see, oh, here's a repeating cycle. For someone that has a stellium in Libra, it's going to be Libra issues over and over and over again. And that could also be like that theme of what you said earlier, Brooke, of like not abandoning yourself in your dedication to, like in your case, like your work or your spiritual work or, friends or whatever, relationship. Not abandoning yourself. And that also means remembering what you just said, which was, how did, I've been here before. I've confronted this archetypal theme, right, of change. How did I get through it before? Okay, sometimes it's just I kept going. I remember, like, in when I got married in the 2004, 2000, and I got married 2005 time period, I also got divorced. So I actually changed partners, really. And part of it was very much because I felt that I had gotten pregnant when I was in my 20s, and I had gotten married, out of the need for convention and security rather than like the I love you and I want to make a commitment to, And so I think that that was like very like pulling myself independently into a place where I was like, I love myself enough to get out of this situation that I've put myself in. I tried really hard for 10 years or something. That was very much about not abandoning myself, actually.
And if you think about it, like as an energy practitioner, it's almost like when you decide to stop abandoning yourself, it's like performing a self soul retrieval. Like you're going back and you're like integrating that part of yourself that's been abandoned, and made to shut down in order for you to people please or whatever it is that you had to abandon in order to. Whatever the task was, or whatever the relationship was. And I know a big theme too for Libra is like the codependency stuff, and that's huge with the self-abandonment.
Yeah, story of my life. My moon's in my seventh house. Wah, wah. Talk about see how you see the cycles repeating and repeating and repeating. Yeah. It's so funny that you mentioned soul retrieval too, because that's the first time I got a soul retrieval was in 2013. So during also this Aries Libra hitting
Wow.
heaven and my IC. And yeah. So we're going into eclipse season. It's rocky. It's
Yes.
going to be very much about, no matter what happens in your life, take look and observe and use Brooke's words of wisdom. Don't abandon yourself. Don't abandon yourself through this process of change.
Don't forget to find beauty in everyday little
Yes.
things.
And you can find beauty even in the fact that, ugh, we have an election year with two people we do not, none of us like. But let's
Right.
try and find some beauty in, all right, what are we going to do? Because we should participate in seeding our future. You know, what can we do? You know, maybe it's, you know, get involved or vote for someone locally that, you know, is helping our government. Or maybe it's just being a person of like peace and love and caring and not being someone that is negating others or hating, you know, but being someone that is loving.
Yeah, and making your own community around you beautiful, you know, just starting
Yeah.
with what's right in front of you and not getting so overwhelmed with the entire planet, which is, you know, thinking that big is good, but also like it has to kind of start with where you're at. So how can you bring beauty to your community? You know, whether that's
Yes.
picking up trash around where you live or helping someone in your community or even just being in the nature where you live and appreciating it, I feel like that's important too.
If we are all part of the world, as you love yourself and you heal yourself and you claim yourself and you don't abandon yourself, it allows you to be a more loving person and more participatory in collective love. And I think that's super important.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, eclipses are, for me, eclipses have been, especially lunar eclipses, have been so very much final, like you said earlier, like death oriented, people leaving. So I just sit back and watch. You know, I just had this super intense dream about that, my ex-husband, the one that I married and divorced during the last two eclipse cycles last night.
Wow.
And I know. And my mother was in it, who also died on a lunar eclipse.
Wow, I
Just
didn't
days
realize
after the lunar
that.
eclipse.
That's right. That was in that Cancer,
Yeah.
Capricorn axis. Okay.
My mom died 3 days after the Saturn Pluto conjunction, which happened to be conjoined with her fourth house cusp, her IC, you know,
Wow.
and which I think is very much associated oftentimes with end of life. It was, I think that the lunar eclipse was the 10th. So it was just like a few days also
Yeah.
after the lunar eclipse, which happened to be conjunct my moon.
Wow. Well,
Moon,
one of
lunar,
the
and then.
deaths that I just experienced was my aunt or my father's sister, just like a day ago,
Oh, I'm sorry.
and Libra rules his third house. So the South Node is moving through his third house, his house of siblings, which you can't make this stuff up. You look at it, you're like, of course.
I
Yeah.
know my surrogate uncle, I lived with him in the commune, Buzzy. I don't know if you saw my social media, but he just passed away too. And he's a Pisces, and Saturn was conjoined his sun when he died. It was the end of his life. He was
Wow.
75, so you know, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, like just eclipse season. People are
Yeah.
leaving the planet, and it is, you'll really see that blipping in and out, leaving your life. Sometimes it's very much the sort of like out of controlness, I think, with eclipses, at least with me, I've found. And it, you know, if you also have eclipses that are, or if you have your own nodal axis when you were born, you know, because we have eclipses in Aries and Libra, if your eclipse nodal axis is in any of the cardinal signs. So like yours is, I don't know if you've got your north node in Cancer and your south node in Capricorn. So, also every time we have the Aries Libra eclipses, it's also squaring throughout this time period, will be squaring your nodal axis. So that will also bring stuff up. So if you've got, your south node and north node in Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra Aries, and especially Libra Aries, if you're having your nodal return or your half return, it's going to be even more impactful. So big stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And
Big
it's,
stuff.
and you also think about when we were talking about the collective stuff that, a lot of us are that Pluto and Libra generation, a lot of us elder millennials and, Gen X, like this is a pretty big eclipse. This Libra axis is pretty big for those of us that have that Pluto and Libra placement.
Yeah, Pluto being like a generational planet, an evolutionary planet, absolutely. If the nodes are hitting your Pluto or some of the, especially Pluto, or Uranus, it's a big deal.
Absolutely. I feel
You're
it.
it's evolutionary time. It's time for growth. So stability and balance in a time of imbalance, but also observe. And
Yes.
this eclipse is at midnight tonight. So it's most people in our time zone or in the United States are going to probably be asleep.
Right.
But just tonight, just be careful too. Like sometimes, eclipses can trigger accidents and so just be careful.
Yeah, especially with a Mercury retrograde shadow.
Yeah. And April 1st, we've got a Mercury. We've got two, yeah, we've got a Mercury retrograde in Aries. And that's going to be big. And then it's sort of like joining, I think there's a Mars Saturn conjunction coming up, and then the Jupiter Uranus conjunction. Man, it's buckle up time.
Buckle up. This is, and I reminded a client yesterday because she was like, "How do I prepare? What do I do?" And I'm just like, "You just ride the ride.
Write
You
it.
don't do
Yeah.
anything. We just
Exactly.
be and we just allow whatever." Because that's the thing
Observe.
about these energies, like it's gonna happen, whether you're trying to control it or not,
Try not to get trigger happy.
Yeah.
Try not to decide this is the time that I'm going to like delete all my friends, or it's okay to take a break from social media. It's okay to do all that kind of stuff. Protect your space,
Yeah.
protect your neck, but purify yourself, observe, maybe take some time to like take a look at this eclipse cycle back in time, to like we were just talking about that we did, and see what happened. And so then you can get this sort of objective perspective on maybe in the next year, you'll look back on this time and say, like, wow, this was also another crossroads in my life.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to know what is happening when you're in the eye of the storm. You're just focused on surviving it, but once you get out of it, you can look back and be like, yeah, that was a storm. That uprooted some things in my life. But yeah, when you're in the middle of it, when you're in the thick of it, you can't quite get that perspective yet.
There is an absolutely fantastic book by Melanie Reinhart, the astrologer Melanie Reinhart, called Incarnation, which is a it's really a workshop that she presented, and someone transcribed the entire workshop, but it is the best book about eclipses, and it's got a lot of exercises, workshopy type exercises for you to do. So I do recommend that people pick that up if they want to
Oh, I'll look
read
into
more
it.
about
I
it.
haven't read that.
I've told you about this book. It is the most important book that I've ever
Well,
read about nodes and
I
eclipses.
am the worst. I
Really.
have a stack of astrology
I
books that I'm trying to get through, and it's
know you
about 10 to 12 books high.
I
So,
know they're intense,
yeah, it's a lot of information. You have to really take your time to digest it.
Yes, it's a lot.
So, yeah.
It's a lot. So anyway, it's a good one. Well, thank you so much for bringing your beautiful walk in beauty unique perspective
Thank you
to
for
this
having me,
discussion.
Michelle. And you bring a beautiful perspective too, as always. Thank you for being our lighthouse in these tumultuous times.
Oh man, I'm so glad that we get to like hold hands during it.
Yeah.
Even just, proverbially, metaphorically holding hands during the eclipses. 'Cause wow, I mean, whew, this April 8th eclipse is going to be really interesting too. And I love that it's over Texas.
That's
I
a
feel like
visible one,
Texas,
yeah.
yes, is going to be, well, we'll see. It's going to be in the news, I think.
Yeah. Definitely self-care, everybody. Just
Self-care,
lots
drink
of
enough water.
self-care. That's gonna be your,
Don't charge your crystals under this full moon, folks.
yeah, just allow things to
Bring them in.
unfold the way they're unfolding.
Yeah.
Don't try and control it. Just self-care.
Yes, I say the serenity prayer all the time. God, goddess, grant me the wisdom to, accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes.
So,
Amen.
great.
And so it is.
And so it is. I love you.
Love
I
you
think Mark
too.
and I might be doing, we've been talking about doing a retreat at
Yes.
the end of the year time period, or no, after the eclipses, before the election.
Yeah.
So, would love to hear from you guys. If any of you guys are interested in a retreat with Brooke Albrigo and myself,
Yes.
let me know.
And I have a moon ceremony tonight for anyone that wants to
Yes.
just come and share and reflect and receive healing this evening. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But if you can't make it live, I record it and you'll have access to the ceremony for 2 weeks after. So feel free to join if
Works.
you're flailing a little bit and just kind of want to sit in a sacred space with other people.
Brooke's ceremonies are always so healing and so beautiful. And
Thank you.
yes, what a gift that you provide, darling. We
It
love
is
you so
my
much.
honor. I love holding space. I've been doing these ceremonies for 10 years now, which is
Wow.
really wild to think about. Yeah. But they are definitely an anchor in my life, and I've just found the most beautiful community through it. Such as the, I mean, I'm pretty sure I met you through that because that's how
Oh
I met
yeah, that's when
Beth.
we met. We did didn't we do a we did a retreat with Beth, and I was doing like nutrition, hemp nutrition.
Yes, and I was doing a sound. I did a
And you
sound
did sound and you
healing.
freaking blew my third eye open.
Yeah.
Remember that? I was in pain. I was like, oh
Yeah.
my God.
Yeah.
Was
Well,
like,
it's
who is she?
definitely one of my, I feel like one of my favorite things to do is to hold, to sit in community and hold space and do ceremony. And I love sharing it with others. So. Hopefully, if you're hearing this and you want to join, you can. I also have a Patreon community too, which is nice because we don't have to rely on the dumpster fire of Instagram to connect and share things. So you can even join my Patreon for free and just stay up to date on like what's happening offering wise. Or you can join my $5 tier where you get like a monthly video about what that season is going to entail. Or you could do the moon tier where you get all the moon ceremonies. So check that out if you're interested.
And we find that on your website?
Yep, brookalbrigo.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get this up ASAP so people can listen to it today and get all the
Yes.
information.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Brooke. Yeah, just full moon, eclipse, blessings and strength and much love. Thank you so much for being here. And I love you. Ciao.
Bye.